With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at nycb.com. And by Air Italy, round-trip flights start from 6:47 from JFK to Milan. The manager of the Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thank you. All right. Day off as you get ready for the Yankees and the Red Sox. What would you say about the state of your team as you get ready for the big series?
Obviously coming off a little bit of a difficult trip, or I should say a difficult 3 days in Tampa, kind of righted the ship a little bit in Philly and had a good series. And, feel like we're headed into this series with our bullpen pretty well rested. Obviously the off day coming at a big time for us. It's been a pretty long stretch of games with a suspended game in there. So to have our pen set in a good place is a good thing, and we'll get the big guy CeCe on the mound to kick things off.
No, you got your pitching set up. I think you got the bullpen very well set up, so I agree with that wholeheartedly. The only thing I'd say about the bullpen is, do you feel in a spot when you need to get a lefty out, middle of the game, can you go to Shreve and feel comfortable, or has he been not good enough for you to feel comfortable about it?
Well, I think anytime we're in a leverage spot where our pen is well rested, I feel like, whether that's Holder, whether that's Green, whether that's Robertson, Betances, and Chapman, anywhere from really the fifth or sixth on where those guys are well rested, those guys are going to be the guys that get the big outs when we're in a tie game or have a lead and we're rested.
Would you use him again in a one spot for just one batter to a lefty, or is he even lost because of his struggles? Has he lost that right?
Well, I don't view Shreve as kind of that matchup lefty. When he's right, he's able to kind of neutralize both, but I would put him more in that middle or lower leverage situation, or when we're trying to stay away from a particular guy because of overwork.
So you wouldn't even use him even in a pinch in that role. You go to your more talented righties for that role even right now more than anything else anyway, right?
Yes, so long as we're rested, yeah.
Okay. You definitely have the pen rested. How do you feel about your big three? How do you feel about CeCe and Gray leading into this series?
I feel good. Sonny's coming off an outing where he got dinged a little bit in that first couple innings, but really settled in and pitched really well. Hopefully he can build on that and follow up and go out and have a good home start for us on the Saturday. CeCe, we backed off yesterday so that he could get the extra day. He's gone a couple of times on only 4 days rest, so to give him the 6 day rest on the seventh day, we feel it will benefit him, and we feel like hopefully he matches up well with the Sox, and then we're going to bring Seve back on normal rest on the Sunday night game.
You got three lefties you're going to see the 3 days, Aaron. Bird has struggled. I know Austin's coming back. Have you thought about how much Bird will start against the three lefties? Have you thought about which ones he won't start against?
Yeah, I haven't decided fully yet, but I've been thinking. One of the things I'm thinking about today, I would say against Rodriguez, who's not a real heavy split guy.
Right.
He'll probably play in that game.
Right.
Sale.
I would figure he wouldn't. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Where I'll get some of the lefties out of there.
Right.
And then Price is not so much your normal lefty split, but more of that high fastball that could play a factor in depending on our personnel.
What did something go on with Drury this week? Because there was a lot of, we were led to believe that Drury was maybe moving towards the majors and maybe dabbling with first base, and then we kind of heard the experiment was off. Did something go on with Drury this week?
No, he's still in the conversation. We haven't made a final decision on, you know, since we optioned Sessa and we're probably going to move to a position player, we haven't made the final decision.
Oh, so it's not Austin for sure. It could still be Drury.
It could be, yeah. It could be a number of guys that we're still considering for that slot.
Okay, so it's not definitely Austin yet. Okay, we were led to believe it was. Okay, it's not. Okay, so it's not definitely Austin. That's good to know. All right, now, how about Gaudy this weekend? And how about center field? Will Gaudy get the same thing? You'll play him again? I know you're going to sit your lefties against Sale, but the other games, will you look at it and give your lefties a chance to play, including Gaudy?
I think Gaudy might play all three, frankly.
Okay.
Just because I value him so much in left field in our ballpark. And just the way we're set up right now, you know, even if we were to bring a righty up and we sat Bird one of the days, I still think there's a case to be made where Gaudy potentially plays all three games. But I would imagine he'll certainly be in there tomorrow, and then we'll go from there.
So, okay, and Stanton will obviously DH. That makes sense. Now, how about when you're dealing with a backup catcher, do you worry about how many days a guy who's not used to catching every day, do you think you can push him a certain limit? Do you worry about catching a guy too much who has been a backup and now has to become the number one guy, or do you just now just give him a lot of work?
I do worry about that a little bit, and that's one of the reasons I gave him off yesterday, knowing we have the day off today, knowing we're going to lean on him probably all three of these Red Sox games and then at least a couple of the games in the Braves series heading into that off day. So as much as I feel like he's physically prepared for it and in a good place and playing really well and impacting our club, you're right, I don't want to just take it for granted because he's too important to us now, especially over these next few weeks. So I got to pick spots, I feel like, where I got to give him a day just so we keep him sharp and keep him fresh, because this is something, frankly, he hasn't done in a few years.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, obviously, on the eve of the Yankee-Red Sox series, which begins the big series tomorrow night. Yankee Stadium is going to be rocking all three games. Very big. Three big nights as we head towards July and really kick off what will be really the pennant race the rest of the way with the Yankees and the Red Sox. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Stanton's gotten hot, got hot on the last 50 at-bats, but you guys have struggled a little bit. Now, Tampa can always be a tough place for you guys, plus they have pitching. Is it more just going to Tampa and not hitting a whole lot? But even in Philly, which is kind of a bandbox, you didn't hit a whole lot there either. So lately you haven't hit like you guys usually hit.
Yeah, I would say going back really 3-4 weeks now, you know, we've been winning games for the most part, and we've had spots here where we've, you know, had some big innings that have allowed us to win games, and the pitching's been real solid, and obviously the bullpen's been great. But we haven't really clicked necessarily offensively for 3-4 weeks now. I feel like hopefully we're starting to gain some traction with, you know, Giancarlo's been having much more consistent at-bats.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, we thought Gary was starting to get rolling, and then he goes down, so that's obviously a blow to us. But we feel like hopefully some guys are starting to get in a better place in the box, and we'll have another one of those stretches where the offense kind of really carries us a little bit. But we've been a little bit up and down, frankly, with the offense the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, I'd say obviously Stanton's been swinging the bat pretty well. Hicks has been springing the bat okay. I'd say he's been hitting okay. But other than that, I'd say, you know, most of the guys have been a little off lately.
Yeah, I mean, we've had our share of games where it's been a struggle for us. You know, we got shut out yesterday. We've had some 1- and 2-run games. So I feel like we haven't really fired on all cylinders right now offensively. But I feel like enough guys are gaining a little bit of momentum that hopefully we can start clicking, and the length of our lineup becomes a real factor.
What have you seen with Bird? You know, last year he struggled a lot. We know he's had the injuries. He also seems to be a little bit of a slow starter. Last year, at the end of the season, in the postseason, he was just as good a hitter as the Yankees had. He got off to a terrible start last year. Seems to take him a while to get going. What have you seen? Have you seen a glimmer or anything you like, or do you think he's still just out there trying to find it?
I've seen a glimmer in that he's doing the thing. One of the things that's made him special throughout his minor league career and the flashes we've seen in the big leagues, and that's his ability to control the strike zone. We're seeing that. He's taking his walks.
Yep.
The one thing we're not seeing a lot of lately is just him really impacting the ball when he gets a pitch to drive. You know, it's hit it off the barrel. He's hit some balls off the barrel, some hard balls on the ground to the right side, or just missed some fly balls, I feel like. And I think part of that is coming back from the injury, you know, and kind of building that stamina. I think he's absolutely over the injury. I think the foot is in a good place. But I do think there's some remnants of that, of the surgery, you know, where you're getting better, just like a pitcher having an arm surgery or a guy having knee surgery. You may be healed and over the injury, but you're still building that stamina and kind of getting over that fatigue that holds you back just a little bit.
Any worry about Andujar, who has struggled a little bit lately too? I mean, he still has his moments where he hits the ball out of the park, but, you know, overall, his overall numbers, hasn't walked at all, and overall, he's been struggling a little bit also.
Yeah, I don't worry as much about Miggy because physically I feel like he's in a really good place. I feel like the last, three, four, you know, he had one big game in there. We hit the big three-run homer.
Yep.
He's gotten some big hits still for us. I always feel like he's so close to locking it back in where he gets in that extra base hit mode, and I frankly don't think he's very far off of that. I just think he hit a little rough patch this week where, you know, he wasn't quite clicking. But I'm not too worried about him because physically I think he's really good. So I think it's a matter of time before he starts clicking again.
And I'll tell you, if I were the Red Sox already and, thinking about typical Yankee Red Sox tight games, the guy I don't want to see up in a big spot, I don't care if I need a single, I don't care if I need a home, I don't care what it is late in the game, is Torres. His at-bats, the way he elevates his at-bats, plate coverage, I don't care if it's fighting off good pitches, just, you know, dumping it in right field, whatever the situation calls for. He has already become a tremendous situational hitter in big spots.
I think you're right. And he does seem to relish the bigger the spot is, the bigger the moment. He can really slow things down for himself. He's got really good intelligence in the box and having an idea of what they're trying to do. You know, you can fool him one time with a pitch and he makes the adjustment on it. He definitely seems to like those spots. And I think there's been even times this past week where he's been in a big spot and he's delivered a couple times he hasn't, but I feel like he's been really close and really in position to do some things. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously a guy we like seeing up there in a big situation off a tough pitcher.
And, you know, you're going to anchor the series Sunday night with Severino. And I think a lot of times we just overlook him. He's just become a guy who's just such a normal part of it, and everyone's just taking him for granted. But, you know, you look at this season. We're halfway through the season. Guy's got 12 wins. He's had very few bad performances. I mean, he has been as consistent probably as any pitcher in baseball.
No question about it. I mean, his bad performance is 5 2/3, giving up a run or two, and he just doesn't get deep into the game. But he's special. And he's turning into one of the game's great pitchers. And, you know, I think the other night in Philadelphia might have been the best fastball he's had all year, where he was just overpowering them with fastballs. He had life on it. It carry at the top of the zone, pitching with velocity late in the game. I probably could have sent him out for the eighth even. He was in a strong place. But he is he's in a good place, and hopefully he can give us another good one against the Sox on Sunday.
Has he mentally already at 24 made that adjustment to being a guy who is a leader and is a special pitcher where he knows he's an ace and he knows what his role is? Do you see him already making that mental adjustment to that, or is that still to come?
I think he absolutely has. And, you know, the one thing I've said about Sevy a lot is, since really starting to get to know him in spring training, is this guy is not satisfied. This guy wants to be great. This guy wants to be the guy that you want to give the ball to in a big game and jump on, boys, I got this. He's got that kind of presence, that kind of work ethic, that kind of drive. And, you know, at 24 years of age, he's got a lot of experience. He's experienced a lot in the big leagues. You know, he came up as a big prospect and big expectations, had some success, but then kind of fell on his face a little bit, was moved to the bullpen, found success there, and then it was like, was he going to be a starter again? He did. you know, has a great year last year and then struggles in that wild card game, but doesn't flinch and bounces right back in the postseason. So for being 24 years of age, I feel like he's experienced a lot. And I think he's learned from all those experiences, and it's part of what's made him a great pitcher now.
We'll talk with Aaron Boone. All right, yeah, you know yourself, you know very well about Yankee Red Sox series. This one this year has the makings of being one of those Yankee Red Sox summers. They're both very good teams. There's a lot on the line to win the division. You guys have both played to the date. You know, you've won 67% of your games. You guys are both playing great baseball. Very even teams, the whole thing. You know what the scene is. You know what it's going to be like all summer. As you get ready to jump into that tomorrow, what's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, we know they're a great team. They're tough. They're, you know, when we played them in May in the series in the Bronx, the place was rocking. It felt like the playoffs, and it was May, and you could feel and sense that environment. And that was at a time when we were playing really, really good baseball. And what stood out to me is, you know, we won the first two games and actually played good in the third game. But they're tough, man. They compete. They were able to salvage a game here in the Bronx when we were playing at our best. So we have their, you know, we certainly respect them. We're looking forward to this series. And, you know, I think it's, you know, for being June and July, I think it's going to have that kind of special atmosphere because I think everyone realizes how good both teams potentially could be.
And it kind of just elevates the games, you know, because everyone knows how big this is. And it just has that this year, especially because these two teams are not only are they both very good, they seem very close in terms of how good they both are. And there's a lot on the line. This is going to be a fun summer with this stuff. It really is. This is kind of going to be, you know, there's half a season left. This is going to be like a chase now into the dog days here starting this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we're looking, you know, one of my favorite lines of the year was said by Miguel Andujar after our last series at home against the Red Sox. And he said to one of our coaches, he said, you know, the minor leagues, that's practice. This is the big leagues after playing in that series. He understood, you know, what it meant to be in a big-time environment with big-time competition and playing in really tight, highly competitive games.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you feel the same way. We all do. We're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy it this weekend. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Take care. Aaron Boone will be in the middle of it, knows his way around it very well, starting tomorrow. Listen, hey, it's almost July, half a season down. They basically are in a flat-footed tie. No one wants to beat a wild card, so you know what? Let's go back after this.